Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You got it.
Destiny in 2020. The anti-human technocrats are moving on all fronts, but we're still on air thanks to you. We're still fighting together for a pro-human future. Here is the full transcript. It's on Infowars.com, and it's on NaturalNews.com. We'll also post it to NewsWars.com. That doesn't get censored as bad as NaturalNews.com or Infowars.com. Full transcript of Smoking Gun bombshell interview. Professor Francis Boyle exposes the bioweapons origins of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Absolutely amazing. So glad that Mike did that. That was a historic interview. We should try to get Dr. Boyle on the Sunday show if we can, or an emergency broadcast tomorrow. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, Mike. Some stations don't carry this for 5 minutes, so let's get to your big announcements next segment. But all this is important on why what Boyle talked about so big. He just went and did research. It's hiding in plain view, and the scientists and others 5 years ago saying, what the hell are major universities doing selling China this exact chimera? This is Smoking Gun. So then I asked the question, Mike, who's setting up who? Why did they do this? And now why do you think it popped out? What's behind this?
Well, first of all, it's clear that this was engineered as a weapon against humanity, as Professor Boyle said in the interview, and I verified, I purchased the full PDF of one of the papers that he was referring to, and sure enough, in that paper, it says that this is designed to enhance human-to-human transmission, to make it spread as quickly as possible. That's in the science paper. That's not even just a meta-analysis. That's in the paper. Furthermore, this class of beta coronaviruses has no lineage that links to this. In other words, it's not a random mutation found in nature. Anything that you find in nature has a hierarchy, kind of a viral family lineage, you know, like a family tree that you can trace the different
mutations. It doesn't have a history. It's brand new.
That's right. This is created. This is engineered. And still, in the mainstream media, they're lying to us about it. Now, yes, it was probably engineered by a variety of scientists in a number of labs around the world.
So, bottom line, we have a worldwide bioweapon engineered, genetically engineered outbreak right now.
That's right. Well, that's right. They're building weapons against humanity, and they got out. We don't know exactly how they got out. I think it was now released on purpose in China.
I was about to say, start over when we come back to some stations again, but obviously Xi Jinping's in trouble. He's been embarrassed. He wants to go into Taiwan. This is perfect timing.
Well, yeah, and they know this tends to kill the elderly, and I've pointed out globally almost every nation, every government is bankrupt unless they can find a way to kill off a lot of the elderly citizens who are collecting entitlements. You know, I mean, the only way to make the U.S. government solvent is to, frankly, eliminate most of the elderly who are collecting Social Security.
Oh, this
and
is definitely
Medicare,
what Bloomberg
Medicaid.
Says. He says to fix the Ponzi scheme because they inflated the money, kill old people. Bull BS, man.
Yeah, and again, a virus cannot be traced exactly back to who launched it.
Well, that's why they handed it out. Clearly, why the hell would we sell this to China and others? That was under Obama because the globalists wanted to release this later.
Oh, and by the way, it is true. You asked me about this. Is it race specific? My initial answer was I didn't have information at that time. I've done additional research. It's absolutely, it has a higher propensity for infectiousness and mortality in Asian people. There's no question about that now because of the ACE2 inhibitor, and especially South Chinese Han people and Japanese people. In fact, it's the most infectious in Japanese people, which is
I'm going to give you the form and come back.
All right.
Race specific evidence. The fact they admit it's man-made. The fact that it was cooked up at a U.S. university, we'll go over it. The fact there's been a big controversy 5 years ago that they made this thing. And then now Bill and Melinda Gates have patented something along these lines for the vaccine. What is the big plan? We are smart enough to counter it. we together can defeat it. When this was all launching 5 weeks ago, we've never seen hack attacks, denial of services, and dirty tricks like it. And everybody else I know got hit, not just Mike Adams or InfoWars. You know a war starts when the artillery opens up on your ass. Stay with us.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have been on air since 1995. That's 25 plus years. And I've never covered news this science fiction. But you know, it is the year 2020. We are in the future. We're here. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com engineer, owns a major testing lab, has businesses in China and Hong Kong, Taiwan. He's been the cutting edge, along with Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty and World Treaty. And it's all in mainline papers that 5 years ago, Obama allowed this to be sold to China, this very chimera virus. It was a big controversy. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. The scientists, you go into the actual papers, it's this. Major Indian universities come out and scan it. They go, yeah, you can see the marks where they cut in the HIV delivery system. You can see the other viruses. This thing doesn't have a pedigree. It's not like a German Shepherd or a Chihuahua. Oh, that's a Chihuahua. That's German. It's a chimera, like the Greeks would say, part snake, part goat, part lion. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like a Porsche on the front of an F-150 pickup. It's just, you're like, what the hell is that? Well, now that's all confirmed. And you've got the federal government admitting that it's super contagious and spreading. You've got the fact that it is race-specific coming out, and now they say Japan's going to be the new epicenter. It's just racing through because they're from Chinese derivation, but even more, not in a mean thing, but more inbred, more less genetic code that's variant. The perfect target for race-specific bioweapons, and that's in the news now that it's racing through the Japanese. So, Mike, give us a synopsis on this right now, because this is just unbelievable.
Well, the term, what you're describing, the lack of genetic diversity, is called genetic homogeneity. Now, these delusional left-wing nutbags will think that I'm calling Chinese people homos when I say homogeneity, because they don't know what words mean and they don't understand anything about science. And by the way, let me just say I'm tired of this cult criminal, Jack Dorsey, leading this left-wing lunatic cult of censors and moderators who think they have a monopoly on the truth, and now they're going to have a social score that's run by these left-wing lunatics. They don't have a monopoly on facts. They are living in a delusional world of mental illness, okay? That's what they are, and Jack Dorsey should be arrested.
You're right. It's called homogeneous, which causes more disease because there's less genetic diversity.
Right, less genetic diversity. Exactly. Now, look. So America has a lot of genetic diversity because of our history. So we have, you know, many different people from many different countries of origin, different skin colors, different DNA background, and so on.
And we know that hybrid vigor in plants or in mammals is stronger.
Yes, yes. But the Chinese culture is very homogeneous in terms of its genetic code. And so if one person in China is susceptible to this, then they all are. And that's exactly where we stand right now. And it turns out if you look at the ACE2 inhibitors chart of how many receptor sites are typically found
explain
in
this.
The respiratory
It's very specific.
System.
This is smoking gun right now. We need a drum roll here. Explain this.
So the people at least risk, according to this chart, are, for example, white people living in Utah. And then the next least risk is Western European, sort of white people from Europe. And then above that, a little higher risk are people of African descent. And a little bit higher risk is people of South Asia, such as India and the Middle East and so on. And then at the highest risk is Asian people, and the very highest is Japanese. So this tells you, every time, remember, you talk about Bill Gates and the vaccine agenda and the depopulation agenda. Who did they always target? They always target Africans, Indians, people from third world nations, and so on. And that's exactly what this
Let's be
virus
clear, there's a giant
targets.
History of secret testing against these particular groups. I mean, the Holy Grail
yes.
is a race-specific bioweapon.
Yes, and look, Obama apologized for the NIH running government-funded medical experiments on prisoners in Guatemala. Okay, so the United States has run
syphilis.
Medical experiments on black people, not just Tuskegee, but I'm talking about, yeah, Guatemala, prisoners, medical
Hillary
soldiers,
apologized
most
for,
black soldiers.
For Peru.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the history is well known. I'm sorry to be so kind of excited.
No,
I'm a
you should be.
This
is insane. This is insane.
It's totally insane. It's criminal. It's anti-humanitarian. And the United States has a history of doing this, and it continued under Obama. I don't know that Trump is fully aware of what's happening yet, but he needs to lock this down.
Oh, I don't
down.
Think
he
is.
Stop
but clearly, Xi Jinping bought it. He's using it. I had this weird feeling that was targeted in Japan like a week ago, and I knew that they came out of the Chinese. They're even more genetically non-diverse. And then now they say it's going to wreck Japan.
Oh, it's going to wreck Japan. Look, there was a doctor, Iwata, who came out in Japan. He was on the ship, the Diamond Princess. He walked off that ship, filmed the video, sounded the alarm, said, "It's insane. You've got people on that ship who don't know anything about infectious disease. They're wearing gloves and dealing with patients, and then with those gloves on,
but
they're
the
eating sandwiches for lunch." And yeah, the air's recirculated, but people were just walking across the containment zone versus the green zone versus the red zone. And he said the whole ship was run by incompetent bureaucrats.
And it turns out people are dying
doctor.
On the ship, and they just, oh my God.
It's insane.
So,
and just
let's go back, though, to the genetic. I mean, they now know it's race-specific. Explain the code that's in the virus.
Well, yeah, look, the code is the S proteins, the glycoprotein affects all of this. What it means is that this was absolutely engineered, and it's going to be very, very hard to defeat. Because you see, the world governments are attacking this as if it were SARS, which is a totally different beast. SARS isn't really infectious until you start to show symptoms.
This is a
but
thing,
this
and
virus,
it's mutating.
This is a stealth virus. It was designed for stealth spread, which is why you're getting super spreaders in places like South Korea. One woman went to that church in South Korea. One woman has spread it to now over 100 people. And who knows how many of those 100 people are spreading it to tens
wow.
or hundreds
so
of
who
other
really
people.
Stands to gain from this, Mike? I mean,
the globalists stand to gain. The globalists have wanted depopulation, they wanted an economic reset, they wanted a medical martial law, forced vaccination, and total censorship over all speech online. This coronavirus delivers every agenda the globalists have been demanding and pushing toward. They're gonna
And remember,
have
China has killed 400 million of their own girls. They're the only country in the world that says they want to depopulate, so they would play along with this as a reset to even hurt the world economy, which they admit it's bringing down, and then embarrass Trump and nationalists. I don't see Trump ever pulling the trigger on this, even though it looks like it's an obvious race-specific bioweapon. We sold it again. Major university sold it in 2015 to the Chinese government. That's on record.
I don't even know what Trump's celebrating right now. He hasn't gone after big tech. I mean, the censorship is irreconcilable with basic human freedom. We cannot
Mike,
continue
you're right,
as a society.
I said this myself. We call it censorship. It's AI surveillance in real time with third-party groups, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, in your computer, in your private messages, literally surveilling us. It's completely illegal. If the Italian mafia did this, we'd all hunt them down and kill them. They're angels compared to this. This is unbelievable.
No, it's outright fascism by the left, and it has real implications, life and death implications when it comes to this pandemic. When you've got, again, the independent media is weeks ahead of the mainstream media on this. We have the facts. We're doing the research. We can read the studies. The average mainstream media journalist has no clue about anything related to science. They still think carbon dioxide is a pollutant, for God's sake. They don't understand.
They're not worried about genetic engineering, human-animal hybrids, toxic waste dumping, aerosol secret engineering, nuclear leaks. In fact, the left says nuclear power is wonderful.
No, they're insane. They're totally insane. And they say that it's okay to medically modify children with puberty-blocking chemicals now. And if you speak out against it, you're going to be denied health care in the U.K. I mean, for
hell, it started here where rappers speak out against cutting little boys' weenies off, and he's banned from the exercise gym. When we come back, Mike, you're really a good thin slicer, a good projector into the future. I want you to war game it. What's coming next? Gut level, I feel like this is huge. Because people know I don't hype stuff up. We talked down SARS, so did you. Gut level, my spidey sense is just like, you need to go.
It's coming to America.
Watch out.
It's coming to America, Alex.
Hell, it's already here. How bad will it get? All right, what? Let's talk about it. It's a man-made bioweapon. That's now officially confirmed. It's spreading like wildfire. They're covering it up. The U.S. government made it, sold it to China. What the hell's going on? Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run on longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Given a new article during the last break. It's on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Feminists, we must abolish the family to have a feminist future. Vice is promoting it on HBO. Before I read the article, I knew what I would see. Surrogacy. Don't just abort your baby. Only have one with a surrogate. Don't have a man involved. End the family. Everything we see is post-human. Everything we see is weaponized evil. It's not of this world, folks. No scientist could look at this and analyze it and say it's not human, the attack. We're not sure exactly who they are or what the group is, but the Bible's pretty clear about it, and we're seeing it manifest. We've got to come together. We've got to stop fighting over what color we are. We've got to get down to brass tacks and defend our genetics and work this out. Mike Adams, I'm going to let you host the next 8 minutes because I'll interrupt. This is so huge. Confirmed bioweapon, confirmed spreading, high lethality. Where's the left? It's obviously race-specific. That's admitted. I don't think the U.S. released it. We did sell it to China. But again, Xi Jinping has said they have too many people. This makes them a victim. It's face-saving. You've got the floor for the next 8 minutes. Take over.
Yeah, it's very clear that, first of all, China has infiltrated universities in the United States, and they purchased at least one sample that's relevant to this from a university in the United States, according to Francis Boyle in the interview just the other day. So universities take money from China, and then they give up their intellectual property to China. China has also infiltrated the state governorships, and they've infiltrated Congress. How many?
By the way, I said I would interrupt. I'm going to leave the room, so I won't, but... We said this 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It's all over the news. Harvard, Yale, yeah. Chi-Com run. They're arresting the heads of the science departments. It's happened. So Trump is taking action on that front. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, he is. Yeah, and look, China's taken over Hollywood. How many movies now are funded by China where China gets control over the scripts? I have no doubt China has influence over Netflix and influence over Amazon movie studios, as well as everything that's going on in terms of regulators and technologies such as 5G. China's been pushing its Huawei 5G technology into the United States, which is nothing but a surveillance grid that's going to feed back all this information to China. It's a nationwide surveillance spy grid for China. All right. So China has infiltrated everything in the United States. And I'll say this on the record. Communist China must be defeated for humanity to have a future. And yes, you can quote me on that.
That's Communist right. China, it's public enemy. It's Gamora, to use a Japanese term. Godzilla's got to take that out. It's got to fall.
It is. So whether this virus was an accident or a deliberate release, if this takes down the Communist Chinese regime, then that's at least one good outcome out of a catastrophe that will sadly cause a lot of suffering as well. But look, people are suffering under communism every day. China is engaging in chemical warfare against the United States by shipping fentanyl. Tens of thousands of deaths every year in America caused by China's chemical warfare against the United States. So regardless of how this happened, it is an important thing for the future of humanity to take down communist China. We have no future if we don't. But let me get to some breaking news out of Asia. This is only in the Asian press. Remember, what happens is I work very late because my offices in Taiwan, of course, are up at that time, and they're scanning the Chinese media, and then they're sending me highlights and breaking news translated back into English, of course, since I don't read Chinese. But here's a big one, the biggest one from last night. There are multiple patients now in China who have been cured of the coronavirus, sent home from the hospital, and then suffered a new outbreak 10 days later of the exact same thing. Coronavirus comes back. So unlike in normal diseases where the viral load disappears, once you cure it, your body overcomes it, the viral load goes to basically zero, kind of a dormant state in the body. That can happen with hepatitis C, for example, or hepatitis A very commonly, or other viral diseases, like chickenpox, for example. It goes away. But this one, in some people, comes back with a vengeance on its own without any re-exposure to anyone else. So the thing is here, Alex, and what your audience needs to understand, and the CDC gets this, even if you cure people and send them home, they can get reinfected on their own 10 days later, and then they can start spreading it again. This has never been seen before in anything that has spread this widely. Never before. And I believe it's a characteristic of the weaponization, the genetic engineering of the system. Now, when we talk about hospitals, let's get to the CDC and what's happening in America. And I know, Alex, you can interrupt me at any time, wherever necessary. But I'll just go ahead with the CDC. These hospitals, the warning to the U.S. hospitals is that the infections are coming. Now, what we've learned over the last few days is that the death rate is relatively low if you get good health care. If you get into the hospital and you've got fluids, IV fluids, and you get some antiviral drugs, and you could also use antiviral herbs as well. Basically, the drugs are modeled after the herbs, by the way. But if you get antivirals, your survival rate in a good setting, like a first world hospital, may be as high as 98%. But what happens is when the hospital beds get occupied, the hospitals are flooded, and then people are sent home and they don't get good health care, or you have these shanty town hospitals built in China overnight that aren't really hospitals, just quarantine death zones, death camps, then the death rate goes to 15, 17, maybe 18%. So if you talk about America, you've got 980,000 hospital beds in the entire country. About 75% of those beds are currently occupied, which means you've got less than 250,000 hospital beds in the entire country. So the first, let's say, 250,000 people to get infected might be able to go to the hospital. But the real number is way smaller because those hospital beds aren't biocontainment rooms. So the number of biocontainment rooms, i.e. isolation rooms in America, is probably fewer than 10,000. I mean, that might even be a generous number. It's probably only 5,000. I don't know the number, but it's small. Once you go beyond that, then the hospitals get flooded. The hospital staff start to get infected. The doctors and nurses are infected. People start to get sent home. Hey, we're out of space. We don't have any more beds. That's when the death rate starts to go to 15, 17, 18%. So if you are going to get sick from this, you know, satirically stated, it's good to get sick in the first wave in your country because you sure don't want to get sick after the hospitals get flooded. And this is the concern in the United States. The CDC, in my view, my best assessment, the CDC is already aware of hundreds of cases of infections in the United States of America right now.
Well, Mike, there's no doubt about that. You made incredible points. But the biggest thing here is, I'm going to coin the term, this is a zombie virus. I'm reading the medical reports. You're not just saying this. You said it 3 weeks ago. Now it's confirmed. It's coming back. Viruses never mutate and then come back. Your body defeats it or doesn't. So it's the weaponization. This thing has so many things built into it. It has phases in the body, the perfect weapon to weaken you and then mutate to its next level and then kill your ass. I mean, this is, they admit it's a bioweapon. This is epic.
Remember that a virus that has a super high fatality rate doesn't spread very well because it kills the host quickly. This one is designed to keep you alive and spreading and kill maybe 15%. So that's why this is such a dangerous weapon.
So it incubates for a long time, lets you shed it, lets you spread it with no signs, and then you think you've beaten it, but then is it mutating again? Is how it gets them later?
It's not mutating. It's the same DNA, but it's coming back in your body. There's a second wave in infected patients after they're cured. This is all over the news in Asia today.
No, I know it is. I've got it right here. We're going to come back in 2 more minutes. The next guest is coming on. I want to ask you, just as a citizen, as a patriot, as a human, gut level, who do you think's behind this? Well, we don't know, but let's talk about it when we come back. All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But
we do still have in the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce for a limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the Nano Silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the Nano Silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the Nano Silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Spiros Gouras, journalist, investigator, is about to join us here in just a few minutes. I really appreciate him coming on. Mike Adams of Natural News is here with us. Thank God for Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Conventions. He went and found where they were 5 years ago debating in the news that the exact same chimera virus had been made and sold to China. We can debate this all day, and I don't like to speculate, neither do you. We're not saying who's behind it, but clearly Communist China stood to gain. It's face-saving. Lets them take over Taiwan. Lets them cover up the fact they just lost the trade war. Mike Adams, gut level, who do you really think's behind this? We are speculating here. We're just asking questions of citizens. They'll say, oh, they said this. No, we're just saying who could be behind it, who stands to gain from it, qui bono, as they would say in any federal court.
Well, I know this is not the answer you're looking for, but scientists are behind this, and this is science out of control. And in fact, it was on your show in 2012, 8 years ago, that I warned about this in a piece called Stop Out of Control.
No, you're right. It's mad scientists. It's mad science.
Mad science. Yep. And you know, they play God with the crops, genetic engineering of the crops, and they splice in, you know, poisons into the corn.
And they're playing games with the atmosphere.
Yes, exactly. The ScopeX project funded by Bill Gates to pollute the atmosphere, to block the sun. Look, this is science out of control rather than science being used for humanity. So I don't know which government insane person decided to release this, or what they're thinking, or what globalists paid them off. We don't know those answers, but we do know that science has gone mad, and that science is now the greatest threat to humanity when applied to biological weapons and things that can kill us. I mean, this is science killing humans, okay? All in the name of science, funded by taxpayers, NIH funding. Almost $700 million in funding. Public Citizen just put out a report that talks about all the funding on the coronavirus. Most of it's NIH funding paid by taxpayers. So when you send a check to the IRS, you just funded the coronavirus that may kill you, by the way, because science has gone out of control on this planet. I'll have more updates for you next week, Alex. I appreciate you having me on, but we got to stop this madness.
All right, Mike Adams, incredible job. God bless you, and thank you.
Take care.
We're going to go to Spiro here in a minute, the investigative journalist. I'm always selling storable food. I've got the best company, and they've got it on hand. They're ready to ship it out to you. It's a little news item, though, that their orders aren't going down after a month of fevered buying. They're going up. They went like this, and then now it's going like that, highest ever. And so, yeah, a week or two, they're going to have to extend it to 2-3 weeks for delivery. They have the food on hand right now, but that... If you lock in your order at InfoWarsStore.com, you'll get it the fastest, and it's high quality. And for whatever reason, the economy, the bubbles, the wars, all of it, it's good to have affordable food. People know something's going on right now. They're buying it in mass. The other companies are sold out or selling you old crap. InfoWarsStore.com, you get the best high-quality affordable food at the lowest prices. Also, we've got DNA Force, the PQQ, and the CoQ10 back in stock, and it's discounted right now massively, up to 50% off. We have the Vitamineral Fusion Fruit Punch back in stock. We have the Ultra 12 Sublingual B12 back in stock, and all of that funds our operation. You are our sponsors. And I want to thank you all for your support. I can just tell you that about a month, we should get more of the Immune Gargle back in stock. The 16 ounces sold out. We will sell out of the 3 ounce, 3.4 ounce, and the 1 ounce here in the next few days. But we do have those available at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. I want to go to our guest here, Spiro Skouras. And he is an independent researcher, content creator. He's the contributor to ActivistPost.com, writes incredible articles, and former executive producer at NewsBud.com. You can also find his work on YouTube. And BitChute Twitter at @O_Rips. So he joins us for the next three segments. Really appreciate him coming on. I can get into the breaking news you've got and the angles you're covering, but it's probably just best for you to introduce your news to us here and some of the original reporting and research you've done on the coronavirus and what you really think's going on, because the headlines are incredible. UN troops featured in military world games in Wuhan, China, weeks before coronavirus outbreak. Nearly 10K military personnel from 110 nations in Wuhan, China, weeks before coronavirus outbreak. Some weird activity there beforehand. So you can give us an idea of what you think's really going on. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me on. And I'd like to also thank your incredible team and the viewers for getting this information out there and not just towing the narrative. We always got to look into other possibilities. Now, as you know, the official story, which is extremely flimsy, is that the coronavirus outbreak originated from a food market in Wuhan, China. Now, as more and more experts come out, like the author of the U.S. Biowarfare Act, Professor Boyle, with smoking gun evidence that the coronavirus known as COVID-19 has been weaponized, we need to explore and investigate all possible sources of this outbreak. Now, of course, it's extremely important to note that the existence of the Level 4 bioweapons lab located not far from the food market in Wuhan, China, which is now ground zero for this outbreak, would be an obvious place to start investigating. Of course, even the South China University of Technology produced a study saying that the coronavirus could well have leaked from this lab, which does have a history of leaking in the past. But the level 4 lab there in Wuhan is not the only possible source of the outbreak as far as I'm concerned, in regards to the research that I've done and others have done on this as well. And now, just weeks before the first reports of the virus, a pandemic exercise called Event 201, simulating a global coronavirus outbreak, was held in New York City. You guys covered it. Amazing work. Now, the UN participated in this event. So did the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the American and Chinese CDC, the media, major banks, vaccine manufacturers, and, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all participating in this event about 6 weeks before the coronavirus outbreak, simulating an actual coronavirus outbreak. Now, just this fact alone jumps out at me, and I'm sure many others out there, that what are the chances that basically a UN simulation of this pandemic coronavirus outbreak happens right before the actual outbreak? Now, I'm sure your viewers are all aware of this, but what many people are not aware of, and what nobody is really talking about at this point, which I cover in two reports for ActivistPost.com, is that on this exact same day, on October 18th, 2019, the Military World Games were held in Wuhan, China, and they did their opening ceremonies. It's basically like the Olympics for the military. They had nearly 10,000 athletes from all over the world. In fact, from 110 different countries.
Well, that would either be the perfect cover to release it on them to spread it among military forces around the world, or for a foreign military to come in and spread it in Wuhan.
Of course, absolutely. And that's what my reports explore. Now, I'm not saying I know that this is a fact for sure, but this is, as you stated, what would be the perfect cover for this.
Yeah, obviously this should be looked into.
Absolutely. Now, in this event, there was a large group of Chinese military troops who had the blue helmets on, who had the UN helmets on. And they dedicated about a 5-6 minute segment of the opening ceremonies to this. So you have essentially two UN events taking place at once, one in New York City simulating the coronavirus outbreak, the one in Wuhan, where what is now ground zero. So pretty amazing events unfolding as this information comes out. Now, this would have provided, as you say, the perfect cover. And I spoke to a former CIA operative and whistleblower, Vern Lyon, about this possibility recently, and he stated that you can never rule out agency involvement, no matter which agency, which country. Now, we can go through process of elimination to see who would have access to a bioweapons program like this. Now, he also stated that it would have been very easy for any country involved to slip in 5 to 10 operatives along with their teams. There was, the U.S. alone had sent over 300 athletes, which doesn't include the support personnel that would be accompanying them. Now, and if this isn't shocking enough, as reported by Jennifer Zhang blog, who is a journalist and activist, she's been doing an amazing job obtaining information from China, translating it to English. She reported that prior to the Military World Games, they were holding in China a 30-day countdown to the Military World Games, where they were conducting emergency-type drills, including the outbreak or infection of a novel coronavirus. So lots of coincidences taking place here in regards to Wuhan and others we can get into further.
Investigative journalist with the Activist Post is here with us. We're going to be going over all of this when we come back, and then I'm going to continue on with Alan Key. Should have told you he was coming on, former ambassador to the United Nations. He's coming up. And then Dr. Nick Begich, who exposed this whole thing first.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him.
is addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Investigative journalist Spiros Curtis is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And boy, I got a lot of news up on InfoWars.com. We don't have time to get to it, but you can go see it for yourself. The View freaks out on Matt Gaetz. Trump should pardon Roger Stone. I'll play that next hour. The Russians are coming for 2020, Hillary Clinton warns. Just look at their leader. What a joke. It makes us a joke that we've been under their control. Transgender kids, father shows son identifying as egg omelet. Yeah, I'm proud of black folks, man. They have really been fighting this attack on the kids like nobody else. I'm just pointing out what I see. They're just not buying it. Going back to our guest, obviously Wuhan and all the weirdness going on and China using this, Xi Jinping as a way to crack down, is very obvious. But getting past the journalism hat, gut level, what do you think the Wuhan virus is, and what do you think is really going to happen with it?
Well, on a gut level, I would say, just based on history and what we're looking at right now with all the evidence that's coming out, it appears that, obviously, we're not being told everything that's taking place. Everything points to this being weaponized at some level, at some point. As you correctly pointed out, yes, China is using this to crack down. And personally, I am more concerned about what the governments around the world will do in response to this more than the virus itself at this point. Of course, you know, we do have some cases here in the U.S. There are thousands of people who are.
Oh, I agree with that. I think the vaccine they're going to push. They go, oh, it's in 2 years. Oh, it's 18 months. Oh, it's a year away. They're going to have that thing in 3-4 months.
Well, if this is in fact a bioweapon, that means that it has been reverse engineered and that they would likely have a vaccine already on the books, on the table. Of course, they're not going to roll that out because then that would expose, well, yes, this is a bioweapon. We have been working on this. And then the vaccine manufacturers would not get those big fat contracts with the governments. And funny enough, Johnson & Johnson, who participated in Event 201, did recently secure a large contract with the federal government to partner with them to develop a vaccine for this. Now, we did see that China recently rolled out some new laws there. It was they try to make it sound like it's to make their vaccine program safer. And, of course, included into that is a mandatory vaccine program in China, which did take effect on December 1st, which just so happens to be the same day that the first reports of this outbreak began. Now, going further into, you know, who could be behind this, who is involved, let's say that it is a bioweapon, of course, you have to look at what the events leading up to this. Event 201 and this military world games there in Wuhan is very significant. It would provide the perfect cover for anyone to get in there, any intelligence operation to go in and conduct a mission. You know, we have to go through process of elimination of who would have access to these biological contagions. And if, as Professor Boyle pointed out recently here on your show, the U.S., it appears, sold China the coronavirus. So just through that process of elimination alone right there, I mean, you have to look at who has the means and who benefits. And going into who benefits, well, China has the number one economy in the world right now. And now they're at a standstill. It's grind to a halt. So that opens up a vacuum. They're at the top of the number one position. And the U.S. is poised to take this position at any way they can. We see that the U.S. is already importing poultry. They plan on importing because into China because China is also battling a bird flu virus, and they've had to kill off large portions of their chickens. So, you know, there's a lot of other things at play here we have to look at. Huawei, the 5G technology company, has a headquarters there in Wuhan, and now they're, you know, everything's locked down there. Under
well,
quarantine.
To me, it just looks like a huge excuse for an orgy of just people are playing dominoes, so they beat the table up. What does that do? It just seems like a big Xi Jinping power exercise. The virus is obviously real, spreads fast, is engineered, scary as hell. But then watching the state response is just like an orgy of power grabbing.
Well, absolutely. It certainly is. And we have to question the actual numbers, you know, the numbers that China is putting out. Okay, they have, you know, reported, what, a little over 2,000 deaths at this point, 2,200 deaths there. Now, they have locked down 760 million people in China. That's roughly a little bit more than 10% of the entire world's population.
This is the biggest martial law drill in history.
Absolutely. And that, this is something that we need to take note of here in our countries around the world. You know, people say they always think that it can't happen to them until it does. But moving on into other possible outcomes, we see the Chinese government has already removed $600 billion in cash from circulation. And it just so happens that they're ready to roll out their own digital cryptocurrency, their own central bank digital currency. To replace cash.
Yeah, this to me looks like a giant central government communist-powered exercise, except the virus is weaponized. It is man-made. That's all confirmed. That just adds the craziness. I'm sure you're aware that New Scientist reported lab-made coronavirus triggers debate 5 years ago, and then we've got the papers all right here where they produced it in the U.S. It's the same virus and sold it to them. This is just crazy.
It certainly is. And again, we have to, you know, recognize the players involved in this leading up to this, all of the coincidences or synchronicities, you know, leading up to this, and the UN being involved at the same time in both events, Event 201 there in New York City and being involved in the World Military Games there in Wuhan, China. Now, to me, this is something that is extremely important because we know that the, you know, you guys have exposed a lot of it here. The UN programs for like Agenda 21 and the 2030 agenda of global governance. And we've seen the major central banks pushing this hard through climate change and digitizing currency leading up to 2020. Now, here we are, 2020, less than 3 months into it. And this is already, you know, one of the most wild years in memory.
Spiro, other points, what's the next big story you're working on right now?
Well, I'm getting ready to interview Professor Francis Boyle here later on today. And then I'm also going to be covering, doing an interview with Jennifer Zhang coming up here soon. People can look for that. She is, of course, the citizen activist and journalist who is obtaining a lot of information from China directly. It was her blog that posted the information about the 30-day countdown leading up to the military world games there in Wuhan, China, and the drills, the emergency drills that they were having before this took place, which did include infections of a novel coronavirus.
That's right. And then Bill and Melinda Gates had the drill a month before that. It's incredibly obvious this is scripted. The ends we're not sure of, but it's scripted. The UN praising Xi Jinping and stuff that hasn't been done since Hitler. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. Trump praising it. The whole thing does not look good. Thank you so much, sir, for the work you do at Activist Post. Look forward to speaking to you again, Spiro.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, folks. We've got former ambassador to the UN joining us to talk about the culture wars and talk about what's happening with this virus and so much more, Alan Keyes. But, wow, this is a big, big deal, what's unfolding right now. And I'm going to do my best to break it all down, but there's so much other just bizarre news going on right now. The things Joe Biden is saying, how Bloomberg got tore up at that debate but doesn't care, and just all the other news we've got here. The censorship, Twitter announcing a social score, and Trump and the Roger Stone situation that we're right at the center of, and the apocalyptic locust swarms destroying Africa, and feminists now saying don't have children. That's how you're a woman, is don't have children, or if you do, have a surrogate or make sure it's an android. It's just all an orgy of evil, an attack on the species, an attack on the planet before we get into space and go to the next level. It's an alien attack. The Bible says there's a fallen angel. He's got a legion of troops, and he's stuck here, but he wants to kill us before we launch. And then I'm sitting here, and there's going to be a world government, there's going to be a mark of the beast, and they're going to want you to do what they say to buy and sell. And then I'm sitting here going, this is either a really good guess, somebody was psychic, it's self-fulfilling prophecy, something big is going on. Hour number 3 is straight ahead. Please don't forget InfoWarsStore.com with great products that make you and your family's life better and funder operations, storable food ready to ship that's high quality, great immune gargle, and the Super Silver toothpaste that has a nano silver in it. It's so good. I've still got that at 50% off despite the fact it's very close to selling out. So be sure to take action at InfoWarsStore.com. And DNA Force is back in stock as well.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.